Igbologun, an island community in Amuwodofi local government area of Lagos State, popularly called Snake Island, can only be accessed through water transportation from Coconut End of the Tinkan Island area, Apapa. The boat trip on a bearing of about 250 degrees southwest takes roughly 9 minutes, and by trekking another 21 minutes, you are in the main town. Apart from the sandy nature of the area, which makes movement difficult, another thing that easily attracts attention in Igbologun is the presence of many tombs, which speak volume on the high mortality rate there. Confirming this, Dr. Silas Wilson and Prince Gbenga Useni, two of the few enlightened people there, said the death rate, especially among pregnant women and children below 5, was very high, blaming it on failure of government to provide them good health center.
We were lack of a government, don't even enjoy the dividend of a democracy pertaining to health, water, electricity. Immediately after the election, they forget the riverine area.
We lost one woman's life 2 weeks ago. She was on labor. They took her down and they said, nurse is coming. He was waiting for the whole of that night.
When translated, Igbologun means forest of warriors. Indeed, the name is a true reflection of its current state, as life in the island community, which is said to be over 400 years old, is like one in the jungle. For instance, the physical environment, which is waterlogged, was too dirty and said to breed so much mosquito. Yet, most of the people interviewed said they used neither net nor insecticide to avoid being bitten by the malaria-carrying insect. Also, it was observed that most female inhabitants from adolescent age upward were either pregnant or nursing babies. Ironically, the government maternal center, inaugurated on 3rd February 1988 by the then military governor of Lagos State, Captain Mike Ahigbe, to provide health services to pregnant women, was in bad state with no facility, no doctor, and no qualified nurse on ground. Consequently, becoming pregnant, which is fashionable, has become a death sentence for the women of Igbologun and those of nearly 30 communities in different nearby island settlements, including Sabongoji and Ibeshe. The chief imam of the community, Useni Saka, whose teenage daughter survived childbearing by the whiskers, said the lives of their women were at risk and called on the state government to come to their aid by equipping the maternal health center.
36 community around us here, which Igbologun is the center of this community. So if they can give us a general hospital for our women to be delivering babies successfully, we'll be very happy.
Recently, succor appeared to come the way of the Igbologun people when a medical doctor, Shodipo Gbolaho, moved with passion to save lives, establish a hospital in the community. But the private hospital, which has treated thousands of people for free, is facing hard times as it has virtually been converted into a charity home because residents did not have money to pay after receiving treatment. Dr. Gbolahon listed poor transportation system and the fact that the people considered hospital to be for the rich as among the reasons for the high mortality rate there.
There are good hospitals in Ajegunle, like very nice ones, very qualified. Most of them registered there. The one that have small money. But the problem, when there's a problem at night, you can't get boots to come.
Now people are ignorant. They believe small people don't go to hospital. And with the present economic condition of Nigeria, it's horrible.
Charity Felix was among the lucky pregnant women who were saved by Dr. Bolao through a cesarean operation.
So even if we had me, so very big problem. If not the doctor, I thought I don't die. The father.
God
is good. My husband don't get food. The 2 weeks and 2 days are there yet to not get one that to give doctor.
All the pregnant women interviewed said they did not go for antenatal services because the maternal center was not working. For the 5 hours, the team of journalists was in the community. No patient was seen at the government maternal center. A particular young woman seen at the hospital, who claimed to be an assistant nurse there, said the midwife in charge of the center was not around. The Bale of Igbologun chief Amisu Alao was reluctant to speak with journalists, apparently afraid of being sanctioned by the authorities in charge. However, Chief Alao said he has been telling the authorities to provide them qualified doctor and nurse, as well as portable water and refuse management system, but all to no avail. Investigation revealed that most of the women in Igbologun have many children in the belief that since there was no effective health care, many of the children could die and they still have some remaining. reacting, a health expert and program officer of Development Communications Network, Mrs. Biodun Owo, said if government cannot fund and equip its facility, it should at least partner with the private hospital to save the lives of women and children in the community. Although the government in Lagos State is said to be in the forefront of healthcare delivery to pregnant women, the state statistics in child and maternal mortality is not impressive, with 1 in 40 women dying of pregnancy and delivery-related causes, just as 1 in 15 children is said to die before his or her 5th birthday. In Lagos, Innocent Onoh for Radio Nigeria.